I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we are very excited to welcome back to our studios a band that was first here about a year ago, and they are called Good Morning Bedlam. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
And so who wants to do the honors and introduce the band?
Anyone? I can do that.
All right. Isaac's going to do the honors.
Sure. Well, we're called Good Morning Bedlam. I'm Isaac. I play guitar. We have Sophia May over on the fiddle, Benji Fleming over on the banjo, and Tori Elker over on the bass.
And I'm pretty sure Benji is new since you were last here about a year ago.
Yes, he is.
Nice. Welcome, Benji.
Thank you.
He's got a nice hat. So
sure does.
For listeners at home, later you will get to look at a picture of his hat on the website. But for right now, you're just going to have to imagine it. Or you can go to the show. I bet you wear this hat in the show too, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. He's nodding. Well, you all have a new album out, which you actually were talking about last year when you were here. So you must be pretty darn excited to have it out and be sharing it with the world. Is there a tune you want to share from it right now to kick things off?
Yeah, we're going to start with the fourth track off that album called All right. Eastbound.
All right.
One, two. And bring me that rise and let me hear the call of sirens. I won't go to them, for I have better things in mind, to see in front, to see behind, in the wild, wild, wild wind whipping on my shoulders. For in the sea we have no name, we are brothers, we're the same, but we hear differently. Both strong and in our youth, the exception is I've heard the truth, and all I want is you to hear it too. Know what you're looking for, and do you know what you're searching for? Shore and come knocking on the sea's front door in hopes that she will take us going. Will she take us to the east? Is that where we'll find the feast? Either way, we will follow where she's going. We're always proving what we know, that we can see and return home. And in our head just scream, we are not alone, we are not alone, we are not alone, we are not alone. In your mind, look ahead, let go of what that storm will take you over the side. And I reach down and pull you out, even though we're both sure to drown. Maybe overboard is just a different route. And down, down we go to the bottom. Sinking deeper, darker, down we go. Siren song, the light is gone. This life is long and I'll do you wrong. And all the things you thought below, you're not alone, you're not alone. Do you know why? for. And do you know what you're looking for? And do you know what you're searching for? And do you see what life could be? Oh, if you could just be free like me. For I have seen what you're looking for. And I have seen what you're searching for. To see if we've really learned or if the sun just left us burn. For the sea it treats us well, but if we learn to love ourselves, we can learn to love you. We can learn to love you.
That's Good Morning Bedlam, live from Studio A, and a tune from their new album, Like Kings. I want to know about the name of the album. Oh, and you know what? I forgot to mention when we started, which is usually the first thing I do, is say they are playing tonight at Beaner Central in Duluth at 7 o'clock. Jacob Mann also on that bill. So I got to get that part out of the way so people know where to find you. So Like Kings, where did the name come from?
The name Like Kings is not only it's one of the names off a song on the album, but also we thought that Light Kings is really fitting because throughout the album there's lots of different ways that we've kind of a lot of the songs connect, and part of the connection is saying like Light Kings, like I don't know, Isaac, could you help me a little bit?
Sure. I think that one thing is it's talking about freedom, the freedom to be what you feel like you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to be doing, and like in doing so kind of feeling like a king like that, and kind of the what you'll find if you listen to the album is there's a lot of juxtaposition, a lot of highs, a lot of lows, a lot of changes from opposites in the music, and Like Kings is kind of a play on that as well, in that if you knew us and you knew the lifestyle we led, you would definitely be aware that we do not live like kings. But in getting to do what we feel like we're supposed to be doing, or doing something that gives us freedom, getting to create, getting to tell stories, getting to play music, in that we kind of get to live like kings in our own way.
Nice. I like that. So was that a theme that you noticed as you were writing the album, that it was just kind of happening, or was it something that you deliberately wrote towards? Or
I would say definitely once we put all of the songs together, mm-hmm. and looked at them as a whole, that's when we were like, wow, there's a lot that's a lot of similarities in the concept.
There definitely seemed to be a certain theme that was running through a lot of the songs, just, you know, the time of life we were in when we were writing them, which wasn't very long ago. And once, yeah, we put them all together, there seemed to be this theme. And then we had this song called Like Kings that kind of throws that together and kind of brings that together in a lyric. I'll trade all of my money for one last pack of strings and go with me. We'll take the world like kings, and kind of that idea of that freedom. And we decided to kind of base a lot of the themes seem to go with that on mm-hmm. the album.
Great. Well, you know, because we're running a little late here, I want to make sure we get some music in. So what, you want to do another tune here?
Let's do it.
All right. Is it another one from the album?
Yes, this is the first track off the record.
I was going to say, are you already working on something new?
This one's called Dancing Fool.
I'll wait for you here. I'll wait for you here. the flame. Burn to the ground and you are to blame. So if you're spreading fire, I'll be the same. I'll wait for you there. One quarter passion, one quarter meticulous plans. Truth, the other half. So of a wild working man. Father, I have learned that most roads are paved in stone. So if I'm spreading fire, you be the wind that blows me home. Demons face to face. And mother, I've no love for this place. But if I live for love, oh, then I'll have to stay. Oh, we'll learn to live in grace. So you be the craftsman, I'll be the tool. And you be the stage, you are. I'll be a dancing fool.
That is Good Morning Bedlam, live from Studio A, and another one from that new album of theirs, Like Kings. So tell me about that one, and who are the songwriters in the band? Does everybody participate? How does that work?
All three. Sophia, Tori, and I all do some writing. We share a lot of it. And Benji will, but he's so new that he hasn't gotten the chance yet.
How new is Benji?
Benji had his first show on June 9th with
us. Wow, yeah. Must have gone okay. He's still here.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, so we share a lot of the writing. I probably do the bulk of it, but all of our music is very collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
I might bring in the skeleton, but everybody helps put the meat on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's kind of a creepy metaphor.
It's really,
kind of really creepy when I said that.
They flesh it out. I think that's kind of the same sort of concept in a maybe less creepy way. Isaac's switching out here. Is that a ukulele?
Baritone ukulele.
Oh, baritone ukulele. Nice. Tell me about that last song. What was the inspiration? Do you remember? How did it develop?
I actually thought of it. We were in Portland hanging out, Portland, Oregon. And I thought of it. We were like in a vintage shop or something. And I was like, oh, I have this great idea for a song. So I went outside and I recorded it with my voice. Just like da 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 on my phone. And then I came back to it a couple months later. And I wanted to write something with a little bit more joyful. If you delve into our songs, you'll notice that, like I said, there are a lot of highs, but there are a lot of lows as well. So I wanted to bring something a little lighter to the table, and something high energy, something fun, something influenced by bluegrass as well as folk, and just bring a lot of different stuff into it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the result is that tune and all the other tunes on the album. So you were here a year ago. So since then, have you just been doing a ton of tunes? Like, you're full-time musicians, right? You do this full-time. You were talking earlier about how you get to do what you love and be creative for a living. So that's pretty great. So has it just been touring for the past year?
Yeah, a lot of touring. Mm-hmm. Doing the recording was all last fall. We were working on that. But a lot of touring.
And we also have a new music video out.
Oh, nice.
It's a song that's on the new album called Pretty Papers, and it's a music video we just put out, and we'll have a second one on the way soon. So we're also, that's what we've
Was that your first one, or have you done videos before?
Yeah, we have another music video with Prodigal, and so both are online on YouTube, on Facebook. So.
Okay. And if people want to find you, we should mention that. Where can they find you online?
Facebook is a great way. Everything we do, all the content we have, everything goes on Facebook. But we also post on YouTube. We keep up with our Instagram daily. And goodmorningbedlam.com.
Nice and simple. We are talking to Good Morning Bedlam here on Studio A. This is KUMD, Duluth Public Radio. And we've got the World Cafe coming up in just a minute, but we're going to do one more tune. What do you want to wrap up with here, everyone?
This is another song that we have on the record. It is actually an old blues song in the public domain that we put on the record and kind of put our own spin on.
All right.
St. James Infirmary.
St. James Infirmary, I saw my baby there. He was stretched out on a long white table, so sweet, so cold, and so bare. Let him go, let him go, God bless him. Wherever he may be, he can search this whole wide world over. can search this whole wide world over, but he'll never find another sweet girl like me.
But I went down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. She was set down on that long white table. So sweet, so cool, and so bare.
Wow. You got me on that one. I thought it was done. I'm like, oh, lovely, beautiful ending. And bam, Isaac kicks in there. That, what a fun arrangement of that, and getting to showcase everybody's voice. That's really nice. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. That was Good Morning Bedlam, and they're playing tonight at Beaner Central, along with Jacob Mann, and the show starts at 7 o'clock. And, yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having us.
Anything else we should know before we say goodbye?
Make sure to check out our new album on our Facebook, Instagram, website called Light Kings. Just look up Good Morning Bedlam.
And we've been sharing it here on KUMD and enjoying it. So,
yay.
Today's Live from Studio 8 was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Morgan Kohler, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio 8 under Programs. This is Live from Studio 8 on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.